The appeal filed by an intervener in the case, James Jimenez, argued that the Washington State Voting Rights Act only protects some racial groups and violates the 14th Amendment and equal protection guarantees of the U.S. Constitution. But the court considered the intervener arguments are based on his interpretation of the definition of a protected class under the Washington State Voting Rights Act. The court concluded his interpretation is incorrect. Eduardo Morfin is one of the attorneys of the Latino Voters and the League of United Latin American Citizens, the original plaintiffs in the case against Franklin County. Both parties settled an agreement last year to create single-member district systems for elections. Morfin says he agrees with the court decision.
I think it reaffirmed that the Washington State Voting Rights Act is constitutional and it's here to remedy some wrongs.
The court opinion stated the plain language of the state Washington Voting Rights Act protects all Washington voters from discrimination based on race, color, and language minority group. It also noted the plaintiffs have a standing and the Washington State Voting Rights Act is valid and constitutional on its face. The state Supreme Court affirmed the trial court, awarding attorney fees and costs to the plaintiffs against Jimenez and remanding calculation of fees incurred at the trial court. The attorney for Jimenez, Joel Art, was not available for comments prior to the publication of this story. For NWPB, I'm Johanna Bejarano.